Wonderful Jesus.
奇妙的耶稣,
Jesus is with us tonight.
耶稣今晚就与我们同在。
I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day.
我要祝各位母亲节快乐。
Isn't it wonderful this day? So many children express their love to their mother.
这样是很棒的, 今天有很多的孩子们对他们, 的母亲来表示,
I had a bouquet of flowers arrive at my door from my sons in Canada.
我在, 住在加拿大的儿子, 他也, 送了花过来给我们。
And it was such a blessing to me.
对我来说这是一个很大的祝福。
If you did not receive a bouquet of flowers, I pray that Jesus will pour in his love in a new and greater way.
如果你今天没有收到花束的话, 我会为你们来祷告, 求耶稣将他极大的爱来, 赐给你们。
Mothers are very dear to the Lord Jesus.
对耶稣来说, 母亲是极其亲爱的。
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, dying for our sin,
当耶稣挂在十字架上为我们的罪而死的时候,
one of the very last things he did was to think about his mother.
他在十字架上最后所做的几件事情，其中一件就是纪念他的母亲。
And he said to John, "Take care of my mother."
他对约翰说，照顾我的母亲。
He put his mother into John's loving care.
他把他母亲, 交托给约翰。
John was that youngest disciple that loved him so greatly.
约翰是耶稣所有的门徒里面年纪最轻的，但是 也极其的深爱耶稣。
So he gave John this special gift. Here is my mother.
所以他跟约翰说, 这是我的母亲, 他给约翰一个极其特别的礼物。
Of all of the children I have, there are only three sons.
我有三个儿子。
But I also have many Chinese children.
我有很多华人的孩子。
I have some in Taiwan.
我有一些在台湾,
and some in China,
有一些我的孩子在大陆,
and some in Canada,
还有一些孩子们在加拿大,
and even some in the US,
还有一些在美国境内。
Jesus has given them to me as a present.
耶稣把这些孩子们赐给我成为我的礼物。
Of myself, I was never able to have children.
虽然我自己没有办法, 从我身上生出孩子来。
I was only 22 years old when the doctor had to operate on me for serious illness.
在我22岁的时候, 我生了一场重病, 医生必须要开刀来医治我。
That was over 50 years ago.
那已经是将近50年前的事情了。
He said if he didn't operate, I would have cancer through my body.
他说如果他不帮我开刀的话, 我会得癌症。
And my mother prayed for me.
我的母亲为我祷告。
And many good friends that loved God prayed for me.
还有很多敬畏神的人也为我祷告。
The next morning was my 23rd birthday.
在我23岁生日那天的早上,
I woke up from surgery.
我从手术室当中醒来。
And the doctor said, "You will never have children."
医生跟我讲说, 你没有办法怀孕生子了。
But I turned to Jesus. I said, "Jesus, what are you saying to me?"
所以我就转, 向耶稣, 我就问耶稣说, 耶稣, 你要告诉我些什么呢?
He said, "I will be a husband to you, and we will have children."
耶稣告诉我说, 我自己要成为你的丈夫, 我们会有很多的孩子。
So he has done that.
所以耶稣已经照着他所说的成就了。
When I married my husband, he already had three adopted sons.
当我嫁给我先生的时候, 他已经有三个领养的孩子了。
And now, two of them recently were married, so now I have two daughter-in-laws.
然后我那三个儿子里面, 其中两个最近结婚, 所以, 我另外有两个媳妇。
And my first year, 30 years ago, working with children at Pilgrim Camp,
在, 将近30年前, 我第一次在, Pilgrim Camp 跟, 孩子们来服侍。
I was counselor all of July and all of August.
在七月八月的时候，我是在那个营地做辅导。
And when I counted all my children that summer, there were 40 of them.
那个时候我算一算，在我辅导下面的孩子总共有40个。
I said, "Oh Jesus, you keep your promise."
那时候我就跟耶稣说，哇，耶稣，你应许你所承诺的了。
The doctor said you never have children, but Jesus had a plan.
虽然医生跟我讲说你不可能可以怀孕生子，但是耶稣有他的计划。
If you do have children, you will love them for Jesus.
如果你有孩子，你会因着耶稣的缘故来爱你的孩子们。
Each mother needs to have more love for their own children.
每个母亲都需要对他们的孩子有更多的爱。
We're called to pray for our children.
母亲们会为孩子们祷告。
But then Jesus gives us more children.
耶稣给我们一些小的孩子们。
If we look around, we see children that need love.
如果我们四处看看，我们会发现有很多孩子们需要爱。
We have, my husband and I have a couple that come to visit us.
我先生跟我有几个人，有几个孩子们会来探望我们。
They are in our church.
这些孩子们在我们的教会。
But they need special, tender love.
但是这些孩子们需要更温柔的爱。
They are maybe 50 years old.
有一些孩子，他们可能已经50多岁了。
My husband and I are old enough to be their parents.
我先生跟我对这些50几岁成人来说，我们还是可以有这样的年纪成为他们的父母。
My husband asked them to come to breakfast the other morning.
我先生有一天就邀请他们过来家里吃早餐。
And we had wonderful fellowship in Jesus.
在主里我们有很好的交通。
Jesus wants to look through our eyes.
耶稣想要透过我们的眼睛来看事情。
Jesus wants us to see someone who needs his love.
耶稣想要来寻找并看见那些需要他爱的人。
He wants to work through our hands.
同时耶稣也透过我们的手来工作。
He wants to love through our heart.
同时要借过我们的心来爱人。
And maybe you are just 30 years old.
你也许才只有30岁而已。
Men or women.
男的女的。
But Jesus wants you to see some child that needs your love.
但是耶稣有看到一些孩子们，他们需要你们的爱。
I tried my very best to look at my pastor's son. He's 10 years old.
我们牧师的孩子他已经十岁大了，然后我时常关注这个孩子。
And always give him a hug.
我时常给这个孩子一个拥抱。
We mustn't forget the children.
我们绝对不要忘记孩童们。
We must show Jesus to them.
我们必须要向他们来，向这些孩子们来显现耶稣。
We need to have the eyes of the Lord Jesus.
我们必须要有耶稣的眼光。
Let him point out to us someone who needs our love.
让耶稣为我们来指出那些需要爱的人。
And each one of us can do this if we listen to the Holy Spirit.
如果我们倾听圣灵的声音，我们会知道我们每个人的职分是什么。
The Holy Spirit wants to flow through you in the love of God.
圣灵要让神的爱借着你来流出。
So as we've been seeking the Lord and reading 1 Corinthians 13,
我们已经不断的来寻求神，同时我们也念这个爱的诗篇哥林多前书13章。
I hope the Lord has opened your eyes to see your need for more love.
我希望耶稣可以打开你的眼睛，所以你可以看见你需要更多的爱。
Are we always kind?
我们是凡事又有恩慈吗？
Are we always patient?
我们是恒久忍耐吗？
Do we ever envy anyone?
我们是不是曾经嫉妒过任何人呢？
Or do we sometimes boast about what we've done?
我们是不是常因着我们自己的成就来自夸呢？
Are we proud?
我们是不是一个张狂的人？
Do we seek our own self?
我们是不是专求自己的益处？
That one always stands out. Love is not self-seeking.
爱的定义是不求自己的益处。
And here's another one in the NIV version of our scripture.
在新国际版的这边有另外一个这样的翻译。
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
让我们不要计算别人的恶。
That's a big one.
这个是很重要的一个。
Sometimes someone hurts us.
当别人伤害我们的时候。
And we say, oh, I forgive you.
我们说我原谅你。
But do we remember it?
但是我们会记得吗？我们会记得别人伤害我们的地方吗？
Do we keep a record of that wrong?
我们是不是记得他所伤害过我们的事情呢？即便我们原谅他。
It's so easy to remember how they hurt us before. I say we keep a record when somebody hurts us.
当别人伤害我们的时候，我们总是记得别人所做的事。
But God tells us when he forgives us,He will not remember it again. I think it's a wonderful word that the Lord has for us, that he forgets our sins.
我想这是神很好的话，就是他告诉我们，就是说他原谅我们的过犯。
See, we keep a record of someone's wrong.
我们是不是有记得别人的过犯呢？
But when we have the love of God, he helps us to forget.
我非常高兴。神告诉我说，他把我们的过犯丢到深海里面去。
He said, "Remember no more."
神他完全不纪念我们任何的过犯，一旦他原谅了我们。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很棒呢？
That is because of His great love. We can talk about the love of Jesus, but it's wonderful to feel it.
Oh.我们能够感受到主的爱是多么的奇妙。
Let him fill you tonight.
我们来感受主的爱。
Let him fill you to the overflowing.
也让主感受到我们对他的爱。
When he does that, we can easily seize that others that need his love.
当主让我们感受他的爱的时候，我们就很容易看到别人的需要。
He opens our eyes.
他开了我们的眼睛。
You see little ones, older ones that need his love.
他开了我们眼睛，让我们看到年长的、年幼的那些需要爱的人。
It doesn't matter how young they are. Many children are being deprived of true love.
不管他们年纪有多轻，很多人需要爱。
Don't forget them and think they're not important.
不要忘记他们，他们需要爱。
Jesus said, "Let the little ones come unto me."
让小孩子到我这里来。
They're like those that are in the kingdom of God.
在天国里的正是这样的人。
The Lord wants to give us all a mother heart.
主何等的盼望，给我们每一位有一个为母的心。
And you men, He wants to give you a father heart.
如果你是一位弟兄，他多么愿意给你一个为父的心。
He wants to flow through you.
主那么愿意来借着我们流露出他的爱。
Does it matter if they're English or if they're Chinese?
不在乎言语。
语言。It doesn't matter if they're black or yellow or white.
也不在乎我们的肤色。
It doesn't matter if they came from India.
也不在乎我们是从哪个国家来的。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
You know, he loved all the world.
神的话告诉我们，他爱世人，每一个人。
He wants to love the world through us.
他愿意借着我们来爱每一个人。
No matter how young or how old.
不管年轻的或年长的都需要爱。
We have a friend who's 80 years old.
我有一个朋友，80岁。
He lost his wife.
他刚刚失去了他的妻子。
And because he is ill, he had to go into hospital.
因为他病了，所以他需要住院。
But he can come out on Sunday to our church service.
可是他礼拜天可以出来聚会。
And he was so happy to be among those who love him.
哦，当他在那些爱他的人中的时候，他心那么的快乐。
That we never outgrow our need for love.
我们一直都需要被爱。
So I pray, Jesus, open our eyes to see who needs God's love.
哦，我要常常祷告，主啊，求你让我们看见有谁需要爱，让我们去服侍他。
This week, our lesson is on the evidence of our love for God.
这个礼拜我们的课程主题是我们爱神的一个证据。
Jesus said in John 14:15, If you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
耶稣在约翰福音告诉我们，如果你们爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Then he promises, he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
然后主给我们一个很宝贵的应许，我们如果爱他，他的父也要爱我们。
And I will love him and manifest myself to him.
耶稣也要爱我们，而且要向我们显现。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是太奇妙的呢？
He will love us and he will manifest himself to us. He'll make himself known to us.
哦，他要爱我们，而且要向我们显现，向我们显为这么的真实。
So if you want to get to know God,
所以我们如果要更多的认识主，
you want him to reveal himself to you.
我们渴望他向我们显现。
Then start by falling in love with Jesus.
那我们就要真的开始好好的来爱主。
Remember what my teacher told me. Every time you say, I love you, Jesus, he gives you more love for him.
我的老师这样子教导我，每一次我跟主说，主啊，我好爱你，他就把更多的爱倾倒在我的里面。
John 15, if you want to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 15. Verse...
我们一起翻到约翰福音十五章。
You know these last chapters in the book of John.
你知道这几章的经节。
14, 15, 16, and 17.
约翰福音从十四章到十七章。
They're Jesus' last words before he goes to the cross.
是耶稣对门徒讲的一番最后的话，他上十字架之前对他们说最后的一番话。
He knows that death awaits him.
他知道他将要上十字架。
Now, we understand that if someone is aware they're going to die, they write out a will and testament.
我们一般如果知道自己即将过世，我们会留下一些遗言。
We have that famous senator in the United States who is near death.
有一位美国的参议员在临死的时候。
And he said to his son-in-law, take care of my daughter.
他交代他的女婿，请你好好的照顾我的女儿。
The most important thing on his mind is the care of his daughter.
对他来说，他的女儿非常的重要。
So when we read Jesus' words, this is the most important words that were on his heart.
所以当我们读到这一些话的时候，对耶稣来说，他认为是非常重要的话。
The last verse of chapter 13, he warns Peter, you're going to deny me three times.
在十三章最后，主耶稣预先就告诉彼得，你将要三次不认我。
Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
Now, you know, when the scripture was written, there were not chapters like we break them into chapters.
我们 都知道圣经这后面这些分段分节是后面的人加上的，原先不是这样子。
I'd like to include verse 1 of 14 with Jesus' remark to Peter.
我觉得应该把14章第一节跟13章的后面要连在一起。
After he says that, you will deny me three times, and let not your heart be troubled.
在耶稣告诉彼得，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我，他马上接着说，你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神，也当信我。
Jesus is comforting Peter.
主在这边很明显的是在安慰彼得。
Comforting all of us.
在安慰所有的门徒。
We already read in chapter 14, verse 15.
我们刚刚读了约翰福音14章15节。
Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
I will pray the Father, he'll send you another helper.
16节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
That he may abide with you forever.
叫他永远与你们同在。
Oh, that helper is the Holy Spirit.
那位帮助我们的就是圣灵保惠师。
Jesus knew we would need a helper.
主知道我们需要帮助。
He knew we couldn't love him without a helper.
他知道我们靠着自己是没有办法来爱他的，我们需要帮助者。
The Holy Spirit brings the love of Christ into our hearts.
是圣灵把神的爱放在我们的里面，浇灌在我们里面。
Perhaps you've memorized Romans 5:5.
可能大家都背熟了罗马书五章五节。
The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit wants to breathe that love into our hearts.
圣灵要把神的爱那样子的放在我们的里面。
To receive more of the Holy Spirit, we need a fresh anointing.
Oh, 我们多么需要更多的被圣灵来充满，得到新鲜的膏抹。
If you've received the Holy Spirit when you were young or many years ago,
如果你曾经领受过圣灵，
but He's wanting to give us more.
不要忘记，神是圣灵是没有限量的，他要给我们更多更多。
He's wanting to fill us full.
他要那样子的充满我们到满意出来。
And those of you who are ministers realize that you sometimes leak out.
特别是服侍主的人，我们都知道，我们有时候不小心，我们就有破口。
We need those fresh anointings.
我们多么需要主新鲜的膏抹。
Jesus was full of God's Spirit.
耶稣满有圣灵。
But many times he went away alone just to be filled more with his Father's Spirit.
耶稣满有圣灵，可是他还是需要常常到一个安静的地方去祷告，得到新鲜的膏抹，得到更多圣灵的充满。
Verse 17 says, He's the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him.
17节告诉我们，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。
But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you.
你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Well, what did Jesus mean when he says he dwells with you?
耶稣讲这句话是什么意思呢？他要住在我们里面。
God's Spirit was dwelling in Jesus, and Jesus was with them.
当耶稣与他们在一起的时候，神的灵住在他的里面。
And then he says, but in the future, he'll be in you.
可是耶稣说，以后圣灵要在你们里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid the price that the Holy Spirit may indwell us.
耶稣花了那么重的代价，以至于让圣灵能够住在我们里面。
He says, I won't leave you an orphan, I'll come to you.
他说十八节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also.
十九节，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
二十节，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Oh, Jesus wants to be in us.
哦，你知道吗？耶稣多么的渴望住在我们的里面。
He wants to live out his life of love through us.
他多么的希望从我们里面活出他的爱来。
Verse 21, he who has my commandments and keeps them, he is he who loves me.
21节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的也必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。
I will love him and manifest myself to him.
我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Isn't that wonderful?
哦，实在是太奇妙了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主，赞美主。
He wants to indwell us with his love.
他要用他的爱住在我们的里面。
He's waiting for us to say yes, Lord.
他在等着我们跟他说，是的，主，请你住在我的里面。
And if we turn to chapter 15,
我们翻到第十五章。
Starting with verse 9,
第九节，十五章第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
How greatly did the Father love Jesus?
哦，父非常的爱耶稣。
Can we imagine how great his love was for him?
我们可以想象到吗？父怎么样的爱他的爱子？
Jesus is telling us his measure for us is the same.
耶稣在这里告诉我们，他这父怎么样爱他，他也一样的爱我们。
And he tells us to abide in his love.
他要我们常住在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
他说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
Just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be full.
十一节，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Oh, he wants us to be so full of joy.
哦，主那么的愿意我们满有喜乐。
When the bride falls in love with the bridegroom, she's so full of love.
当新妇爱上新郎，哦，她是那么的满有喜乐。
If she finds a young couple that are falling in love, they're just like they're in another world.
当年轻人开始恋爱的时候，他们好像在活在另外一个世界一样。
You see the bride smiling all the time.
你看到那个新娘，哦，真的是一直的微笑着。
She knows she's engaged to someone who loves her.
她知道她已经跟一个爱她的人定下婚约。
Nothing else seems to matter.
好像什么事情都不会影响到她。
She doesn't care about anything but waiting for that day when she's united to her bridegroom.
好像什么都不再重要了，她所重要的就是要跟她的新郎要连接在一起。
Sometimes it seems like she's walking on air.
有时候觉得她好像活在空中一样。
She's so full of joy.
哦，太高兴了。
Are we full of joy?
我们有没有充满了喜乐呢？
Are we anticipating the marriage of our bridegroom with us?
我们有没有在期待着与我们的新郎连接在一起？
As he lifted us above the troubles of the world.
当他常常的把我们从这个世界的苦难里面这样子提拔起来。
He wants to fill us with his spirit.
哦，主那么愿意用他的灵来充满我们。
His spirit is love and joy.
他的灵就是爱，就是喜乐。
And peace.
也是平安。
And patience.
也是忍耐。
Those wonderful fruit.
这些圣灵所结的果子多么好。
Hallelujah. Verse 12 tells us, This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you.
十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
That's the measure as he has loved us.
这就是我的命令，就是以这个来衡量我们到底有多爱主。
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
13节，能为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
14节，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
Oh, it's wonderful to be called a friend of Jesus.
哦，能够被称为是主的朋友，实在是太奇妙了。
Sometimes we feel like we don't have a friend in the world.
有的时候我们会感觉我们好像没有朋友。
Is there somebody we can turn to that is our friend, that is true?
有没有一个你觉得是一个朋友的，当你有需要的时候，你可以去找他？
Sometimes friends betray us.
有时候朋友离弃我们。
Sometimes a friendship will hurt us.
有时候友谊会伤到我们。
But Jesus is offering to be our friend.
可是在这里，主说他愿意成为我们的朋友。
He is a friend that stays closer than a brother.
这位耶稣这位朋友比弟兄还要亲。
We need to have friendship with him.
我们跟主之间一定要有一个很亲密的关系。
And he says, you are my friend if you do what I command you.
十四节这边耶稣讲得很清楚，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
We know when the Pharisees came to Jesus and said in Matthew 22,
在马太福音22章，法利赛人来问耶稣。
They ask him, what is the greatest commandment?
他们说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Now, Jesus, you know all things. If you are who you say you are, what is the greatest commandment?
主啊，你知道，你凡事都知道。你哪一条是最重要的、最大的呢？
And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
三十七节，耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and great commandment.
马太福音22章38节，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
39节，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Oh, you say, I do love God. I love him with all my heart.
也许你会说，我真的很爱主，我是全心的要爱主。
But he says, the proof of your love for me is if you do my will.
可是主说，你如果真的爱我，那个证据就是你要遵守我的命令。
Let's turn to John's epistle, the first one.
我们翻到约翰一书。
And we'll look at chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
Whether we're reading the Gospel of John or the Epistle of John, we're seeing it just filled with the admonition to love God.
不管我们是读约翰所写的约翰福音或是约翰一书，里面满有充满了对我们要我们活在爱里面的教导。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章的第三节。
My this, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
约翰一书二章第三节，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
He who says I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
第四节，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的。
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.
刚才那个没有读完，真理也不在他里面心里了。第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
By this we know that we are in him.
从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
Oh, don't we want to have the love of God perfected in us?
哦，我们是不是真的很渴望主的爱能够在我们里面得以完全呢？
And we must keep his word.
所以我们一定要遵守主的话，主道。
Walk in His will.
行走在他的旨意里面。
And then in verse 15 of that chapter.
同样一章，第二章十五节。
Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
The world is passing away.
这世上的一切都要过去的。
But he who does the will of God will abide forever.
十七节，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world offers us many pleasures.
这世界好像会给我们一些快乐的事情。
Just like the devil offered Jesus many pleasures.
好像撒旦在试探耶稣的时候，好像用许多的世上的东西来引诱他。
Why don't you eat this? Turn these stones into bread and eat.
撒旦对耶稣说，你为什么不将这些石头变成 饼呢？
And then he offered him to make him great and ruler of all if he would only worship the enemy.
然后他说，你若拜我，我就将这一切的荣华都赐给你。
But Jesus loved the Father.
可是耶稣爱，深深地爱着父神。
And he did always those things to please the Father.
他总是很小心地讨父的喜悦。
And he knew that the world would pass away.
他知道这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去的。
But he who would do the will of the Father would abide forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Amen.
Amen.
There's still another verse I want to look in chapter 4 of 1 John.
约翰一书第四章。
It's verse 2:21.
约翰福音，约翰一书四章二十一节。
And this command we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Well, we could go back and maybe you read 19, 20, and 21.
约翰一书四章十九到二十一节。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
So we see the evidence of our love for God is our love for one another.
我们爱主的一个凭据就是我们彼此相爱。
We see that our love for God is measured by our obedience.
我们对主的爱实在是以我们对他的顺服来衡量的。
And he gives us that love as we seek to be filled with his spirit.
当我们寻求主，追求他，求他的爱更多充满我们，他的爱能够让我们去爱。
Oh, Jesus, we do love you.
Oh, 耶稣，我们真的很爱你。
We know you're calling us to love you more.
我们知道你呼召我们来更多的爱你。
And we ask for the Holy Spirit to be poured out in our midst.
我们求你现在把圣灵倾倒下来。
Fill us with a greater love for you.
Oh, 让我们的心更多的爱你。
We confess that we do not love as you love.
我们必须要承认，我们没有照着你所要我们爱的那样去爱。
We ask you to pour in your love.
所以主，我们求你把你的爱更多的浇灌在我们的心里。
Make us pleasing in your sight.
帮助我们能够讨你的喜悦。
In Jesus' name I have prayed.
主啊，我们这样子祷告是奉你的名，阿门。
Amen. I pray as you have been reading 1 Corinthians 13, the Lord has been showing you places where you need to be changed.
我为你们的祷告就是，当你们读约翰哥林多前书十三章的时候，主会向你开启什么地方你需要更多的被他来充满，你的需要是什么？
The Lord wants to fill us with His Spirit.
神愿意将他的灵更多的充满在我们里面。
Are we always patient?
我们是不是一直都是有耐心呢？
I tell you one area that's difficult is when you're on the highway driving.
当我们在高速公路上开车的时候，
Sometimes I am impatient.
有的时候我实在不够有耐心。
But sometimes I see my husband will stop on purpose to let somebody else go ahead.
我注意到我的弟兄，他常常会停下来，让别的车能够进来。
You see, Jesus wants to control our love for Him every day.
主耶稣愿意这样子的管理我们，一直活在他的爱里面。
It's to be 24/7.
是时时刻刻的。
All day long.
一整天。
Paul tells us nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗在罗马书八章那地方告诉我们，没有什么能够使我们与神的爱隔绝的。
And so, when our day begins, we wake up in the morning saying, "Oh, I love you, Jesus."
所以我们一天的开始，我们一张开眼睛，我们就要跟耶稣说，主耶稣，我爱你。
Fill me with your love today.
哦，用你的爱充满我。
Make me to love you more.
主啊，让我更爱你。
And then we spend time alone with him.
然后我们花时间单独与主亲近。
You know, when you fall in love with someone, like I fell in love with my husband.
当你爱上一个人，像我爱上我弟兄的时候，
we would often be with other friends and in the church and fellowship.
有的时候我们在教会里跟别人在一起的时候，
but we looked forward to the time when we were just alone together, the two of us.
可是我们一直都是想，一直想望着我们两个能够单独在一起。
That's the way it is with Jesus.
我们跟耶稣之间也应该是这样。
He wants to draw us alone with him.
主多么的渴望我们能够花时间单单的与他在一起。
He wants to be number one in our life.
主要在我们的生命中居首位。
He said, if you...Obey my word, you'll be my friend.
他很清楚地告诉我们，我们若遵守他的命令，我们就是他的朋友了。
We need to develop this friendship with him.
我们需要跟主建立这样子的一个朋友的关系。
When you want a friend, you want to spend time with them.
当你要交一个朋友的时候，你会花时间跟他在一起。
And us ladies often tell all our heart that's on our heart to our friend.Us ladies tell what's in our heart to our friends.
Oh, 我们姊妹们很喜欢把我们心里的话告诉我们的朋友。
And that's the way you do with Jesus. He's your friend. You tell him everything that's in your heart.
我们跟耶稣更应该是这样，他是我们最好的朋友，把你心里所有的话都可以告诉他。
And you men, maybe you're troubled about a problem.
也许你正在经历一个很不容易的事。
And fear wants to grip your heart.
你里面满了惧怕。
But we read in John's epistle that perfect love casts out all fear.
可是约翰一书告诉，里面有个经节告诉我们，爱既完全就把惧怕除掉了。
We do not need to fear.
我们不需要惧怕了。
Once we commit ourselves to our best friend, Jesus,
当我们把自己全然地交给我们最好的朋友耶稣的时候，
We recognize him as the one in control.
我们看到他是那一位掌管一切的。
He has all power.
他是全能的神。
He has all authority.
他有权柄。
And so, in the decision you have to make, they will be guided by his spirit.
所以如果需要做任何决定，需要他的灵来引导我们。
You can trust him as your very best friend and counselor.
我们可以全心的来信靠他，是我们最好的朋友，最好的辅导。
He will direct your family.
他会引导我们整个家庭。
He'll be in control of your business relations.
他会管理我们的事业。
The important thing is that we keep his commandment.
最重要的是我们一定要遵守他的命令。
And he has told us plainly, his commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart.
他的话很清楚地告诉我们，他的命令最大的就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主我们的神。
Amen. And to love our neighbor as ourselves.
然后要爱人如己。
Jesus said, no one ever hated himself.
耶稣说，从来没有人恨恶自己。
We love ourselves very much.
我们非常的爱自己。
And many of us are afflicted with self-love.
有时候我们因为太过爱自己，我们受苦。
But Jesus wants us to be filled with His love for others.
可是耶稣愿意我们里面那样子充满他的爱，能够爱别人。
And you could say, well, I don't love them. I've been in a place where I said to Jesus, I can't love that person.
我曾经在我的生命里，我跟耶稣那样子的呼求，我没有办法爱这个人。
It was a boss that I worked for in the business world.
那是我的一个老板，我实在没有办法爱他。
It treated me very hatefully.
他非常的恨恶我。
And after many years, I broke down and said, Jesus, I can't love her.
几年下来，我实在再也受不了了，我就跟主说，主啊，我实在没有办法爱她。
Maybe I told you before.
可能我已经跟你们分享这个见证了。
But I said, oh, Jesus, fill me with your love.
哦，我这样子向主呼求，主啊，用你的爱充满我。
And as I wept before him,
我在主面前哭泣祷告。
He began to pour in his love.
哦，然后主就把他的爱这样子充满在我的里面。
He did it.
他这样子充满在我的里面。
And many years after I no longer worked for her, I visited her in hospital.
我离开那个工作很多年以后，我去医院看她。
And she was dying, and I had a chance to pray with her.
她面临死亡，我就为她祷告。
And lead her to Jesus.
带她来信耶稣。
Bring the comfort of Jesus.
把耶稣的安慰带给她。
So it works.
是真的，我们是可以经历的。
If you come to Jesus and say, "Oh, Jesus,"
如果我们就是单单来到耶稣面前说，哦，主耶稣。
I don't have this kind of love.
我真的没有这样子的爱。
But I come to you. You're the fountain of love.
但是主，我是来到你面前，你是爱的泉源。
Make me to love you more.
主啊，帮助我更爱你。
And then fill me with your love for others.
然后用你的爱那样子的充满我，让我能够去爱别人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, he's looking for lovers.
要一直的记住，主一直在寻找爱他的人。
The Holy Spirit is hovering over the earth.
圣灵好像在整个世界里面。
And the Holy Spirit is saying, we must have a bride. We must have a bride for the bridegroom.
好像圣灵在那边说，我们一定要为新郎找到新妇。
Anyone is welcome.
每一位都可以成为新妇。
Many, many are called.
被召的多。
But few are chosen.
可是选上的少。
Few have not taken the oil of the Holy Spirit in their vessel.
很多人在他的灯里面没有油。
And they won't be ready.
所以新郎来的时候，他们没有预备好。
Oh, we want to be ready.
哦，我们要预备好。
We want our lamp full of the Holy Spirit.
我们的灯里要有油，要满有圣灵。
But we look at our garments and we say, oh, they're not very beautiful.
我们看看我们的衣裳，我们说我的衣裳并不美丽。
But Jesus says, I will clothe you in my righteousness.
可是耶稣说，我会为你披上义袍。
I will put the wedding garment on you.
我会用那个
礼
袍为你装饰。
I will decorate you.
我会装饰你的。
I will give you the jewels.
我会给你珠宝。
I will make you beautiful in my sight.
我会使你变得全然美丽。
There's an old song that says, the bride doesn't look at her garment.
有一首诗歌讲到，新妇并不看自己的衣裳。
She just looks at her bridegroom's face.
她只是看新郎的面。
She just looks at him.
她就是注视着新郎。
He's waiting there at the altar for her.
哦，她在那边等着新妇。
And she is coming to him.
新妇来救新郎。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I was in Taiwan many years ago now,
很多年前我曾经在台湾服事。
And we were teaching on the Bride of Christ.
我们那时候的教导是基督的心腹。
And how Jesus is looking for lovers.
那边讲到耶稣在寻找心腹。
He has many workers.
他有很多的工人。
You know, he has many that will go out and labor for him in the harvest field.
他有很多的工人在那边做工。
But he says, is there anyone who will love me just for myself?
可是耶稣在那边呼喊，有谁愿意就是单单的爱我呢？
Because our Jesus, our God, is a jealous God.
因为我们的神是恋爱以至于嫉妒的神。
Certainly, it's important that we do work for the Lord, but first of all, he wants us to fall in love with him.
服侍主当然很重要，可是最重要的，第一首要的，我们先要跟主有一个爱的关系，要先爱主。
Like we had in our first lesson, he said to Peter, do you love me?
好像我们第一课讲到，他对彼得说，彼得你爱我吗？
Then you go feed my sheep.
然后你才去喂养我的羊。
Then you take care of the lambs.
然后你去照顾我的羊。
But do you love me?
他问彼得你爱我吗？
He is hungry for our love.
主那么的渴望我们来爱他。
I was telling you about being in Kaohsiung in Taiwan.
我在台湾的高雄的时候。
And my translator was in the meeting with me.
那时候为我做翻译的那位姊妹。
And she told me about a vision she had.
她告诉我她看到这样子的一个意象。
She saw Jesus standing there.
她看到主站在那里。
And he had a comb.
她手上拿了一把梳子。
And he was combing her hair.
她在梳她的头发。
And she had started to cry and cry.
她就在主面前一直的哭泣。
She wanted to be in the bride.
她愿意成为耶稣的心腹。
But she looked at herself and she thought she's not attractive.
她看自己觉得自己一点都不美丽。
But Jesus was combing her hair and making her beautiful.
可是主在为她梳头，使她成为非常美丽。
I thought that was so sweet.
我觉得这个见证非常的美。
May the beauty of Jesus be seen in us.
哦，让耶稣的荣美从我们里面能够被彰显出来。
Jesus is love.
耶稣就是爱。
And he's also, John tells us, he's light.
约翰也告诉我们，他也是光。
In him is no darkness at all.
在他毫无黑暗。
And sometimes in the church, we look and we see people have darkness in them.
有时候我们在教会里看到有人里面实在是一个黑暗的光景。
They're under depression.
他们非常的下沉。
Or discouragement.
或是非常的沮丧。
And Jesus said, I want to be a light.
耶稣说，我要在他里面要成为光。
I want to shine my light upon you.
我要把我的光照在你身上。
I want to fill you with my love.
我要用我的爱充满你。
I want to fill you with my very life.
我要用我的生命那样子的充满在你的里面。
He wants us to be empty vessels.
哦，主多么愿意我们成为一个倒空的器皿。
That he can fill with his light.
然后他可以用他的生命来充满我们。
His love.
用他的爱来充满我们。
This is a Pastor Chow had asked that for the first 2 weeks we would teach on lovership with Jesus. Next week we start a new lesson.
周牧师希望前两个礼拜我们是讲到爱耶稣的教导，然后我们下面两个礼拜有另外一个主题。
I want to share 2 Corinthians chapter 3 with you.
我现在想跟大家一起来读《哥林多后书》第三章。
You know, all these subjects run together.
所有这些主题都是有连贯性的。
Pastor Chow's teaching on the Holy Spirit.
周牧师教导圣灵。
And as we study about the love of God, we realize the Holy Spirit sheds the love of God in our heart.
当我们读到爱耶稣的这个教导的时候，我们读到是圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And Pastor Lai teaches you how to wait in his presence, how to get quiet before him.
赖牧师教导我们怎样安静等候在主的面前。
Now, we're saying when during that time of waiting on him, we should be in faith that he's filling us with his love.
Oh, 我们知道当我们安静等候在主面前的时候，我们要有这样子的信心。知道在那样的时刻，主正在把他的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
We should believe him. He's making changes in us.
我们需要这样子的相信主，在那样子安静等候的时候，他在我们里面是在做一个改变的工作。
Sometimes maybe he's showing us our need.
有时候他看让我们看到我们自己的需要。
Showing us our lack of love.
看见我们自己里面。那么的贫穷，那么的没有爱。
It may be very quiet where we're waiting on him, but he's working within us.
外面看起来我们好像安静在那里，可是里面他实在是一直在做工。
He's working by the power of the Holy Spirit to make changes.
他是借着神的大能在里面做一个改变的工作。
To fill us with his own spirit.
哦，用他自己的灵来充满我们。
Hallelujah. Well, these are some of my very favorite verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
林后三章
Verse 5.
第五节
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事。
But our sufficiency is from God.
我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
第六节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。
But the Spirit gives life.
因为经意是叫人活。
Hallelujah.Yes, we're not sufficient of ourselves. And if you've been reading 1 Corinthians 13 every day, you no doubt realize that we are not sufficient.
当你每天读林前十三章，你会很快的就认识到我们自己真的不行，不够。
But our sufficiency comes from God.
我们只有我们凭着自己。不能够承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神，要从神来。
It comes from His Spirit.
要从神的圣灵来。
Indwelling us.
借着圣灵的内住。
Here's verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit.
十七节，灵后三章十七节，主就是那灵。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
主的灵。在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
That verse thrilled my heart this week.
哦，这一个经，这一节，这个礼拜那样子的提拔我。
When I think of self-love, having such control.
当我看到自己那样子的被那个自爱来充满，来 捆绑。
That verse came to me, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
然后那个经节就来了，神的儿子若叫你自由，你就真自由了。
Jesus wants to set us free.
耶稣多么的渴望让我们得到自由。
He wants to break the chains that bind us.
他多么的愿意为我们断开一切捆绑我们的锁链。
If we were honest, we would all say we're full of self-love.
如果我们愿意很真实的来到他面前，看到自己真的是满了对自己的爱。
But the Lord wants to deliver us.
可是主那么的愿意要从这里面把我们释放出来。
He wants to break the chains that bind us.
他要把那个捆绑我们的锁链为我们断开。
The world says, oh, you have to love yourself.
世人可能跟我们说，哦，你可以爱自己啊。
But what does Jesus say?
可是耶稣怎么说呢？
He said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself.
耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，他需要天天背起十字架来跟从我，否认自己。
Let him say no to self.
让他否认自己。
Let him take up his cross and follow me.
让他背起他的十字架来跟随我。
Not live a life just to please myself.
不是过一个一种生活，就是讨自己的喜欢。
So we claim this verse, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
我们要来抓住这句话，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
There's freedom to do the will of God.
我们可以有那样子的自由来遵行神的旨意。
There's freedom from self-love.
主会给我们那样的自由，从那个爱自己的那个捆绑里面得到自由。
And whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
神的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
And how does it happen? Verse 18.
十八节。
This is how it happens. But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding it as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
我们怎么样让神来，让耶稣让我们得以自由呢？断开一切的捆绑呢？就是要敞着脸。看见主的荣光。
That means we're waiting in his presence.
这就是讲到我们要等候在他的同在里。
We're not just falling asleep and resting.
我们不是在那里睡觉休息。
We're in faith.
我们乃是在他的同在里等候他，在信心的里面仰望他。
That we're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们就会变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're being transformed into his image by looking at him.
哦，借着这样子的敞着脸仰望他，他在我们里面改变我们，哦，变成他的形状。
David said, I've set the Lord always before me.
大卫说，我常将耶和华摆在我的面前。
Look up into the face of Jesus.
常常这样子敞着脸来仰望他。
His face is so full of light.
哦，仰望他，充满了荣光。
His face is so full of love.
哦，他的容脸那样子充满了爱。
His face is full of light.
哦，他的容面充满了光
，and all power
生命。
He wants to change us.
他有能力来改变我们。
We want to reflect his image.
他要我们能够彰显他的容面。
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Chapter 4, then verse 6 and 7.
灵后四章第六节第七节。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We're all called to be an empty vessel.
我们都被呼召要成为倒空的器皿。
We empty out before Him.
我们要倒空。
And we say, of myself, I can do nothing at all.
我们靠着自己什么都不能做。
I lay down everything, Jesus.
主啊，我在你面前将自己所有的都放下。
I give up all my self-righteousness.
我把自义放下。
I give up all my self-love.
我把那个自爱也放下。
And I receive your spirit.
哦，主啊，我要来领受你的灵，你的圣灵。
I am an empty vessel.
主，我是一个倒空的器皿。
充满我，充满我。
主啊，求你来充满我，来充满我。
Fill me, fill me.
哦，充满我，主啊，充满我。
Fill me with your spirit.
用你的圣灵充满我。
And lead me in your path.
引导我行在你的道路上。
To walk this earth as you walked.
在这个世上行走，好像你在世上行走的时候一样。
You said it was necessary that you went away.
你说你必须要离开。
But you said you'd come back again.
你说你去是与我们有益的，你会再回来。
You said you would indwell us.
你要住在我们的里面。
That you would walk this earth through us.
你会在这个，你会在我们里面来行走。
And we want you to have full sway, full authority.
主啊，我们愿意你在我们里面有完全的主权。
We want to hear your voice.
我们要听到你的声音。
We want to speak your words.
我们要讲你要我们讲的话。
We want to love people the way you love them.
我们要用你的爱去爱别人。
We want to reflect our bridegroom.
我们要在这个世上要把我们的新郎的形象要彰显出来。
Make us ready.
主啊，求你预备我们，让我们都预备好的。
Ready for your coming.
主啊，当你再来的时候，我们是预备好的，帮助我们预备好。
That we may be without spot or wrinkle.
哦，当你再来的时候，我们没有玷污皱纹之类的病。
And we will begin to resemble our bridegroom.
我们像你，我们要像你的。
And people will know we belong to you.
人就知道我们是属基督的。
And they will want you too.
然后他们就起来也要你。
We thank you, Lord, that you said even though our mother may forget us, you never forget us.
你的话说，纵然是父母会离弃我们，可是你永不离弃我们。
You have engraved us on your hands.
哦，你把我们刻在你的手上。
When you were nailed to the cross,
当你被钉在十字架上的时候，
you looked down through eternity and saw us.
你从永恒的里面那样子看到我们，
and you wanted to call us to be your bride.
哦，你多么的愿意呼召我们每一位成为你的心腹。
Help us to look up.
帮助我们常常扬起脸来仰望你，
and to believe your love.
相信你，相信你的爱。
Believe how much you want us.
相信你是多么的要我们。
Just to love you.
帮助我们，单单的就来爱你自己。
Just to live to love you.
我们活着就是要来爱你。
And be united to you.
而且我们活着就是要单单与你连结。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。Hallelujah. Sister Ming, you pray in the liberty of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gorogoraba Sharabarabarande. Ola Masha.
Hallelujah. Zanini.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
主啊，我们只有一首歌。我爱你。
爱
你。我爱你。
耶稣，我爱你，爱你，我爱你。
song.
Can you sing with us?
你们大家一起来唱这首歌。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣，我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, 多么甜美的耶稣。
Sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah.
主啊，在我心，
主护在我心，
主啊，在我心，啊，何等奇妙救恩基督，我在我心。
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
赞美你。
Why don't we just stay in his presence? We are soon to close the meeting, but linger in his presence tonight.
我们时间快要到了，好不好？我们利用这最后几分钟，单单的注视耶稣，停留在他的同在里，单单的这样子来仰望他。
Jesus is here.
主耶稣在这里。
You.Whisper your love to him.
让我们轻声地对他说，主耶稣，我们爱你。
And believe as you sit quietly before him, he will fill you with a new baptism of his love.
当我们安静在他的面前，我们要这样子相信，在安静等候他的时候，他就把他的爱那样子的新鲜的浇灌在我们的心里。
We believe him to lay his hand on every one of you.
我们相信主要按手在每一位的身上。
To anoint you with more love for him.
哦，用他新鲜的爱来膏抹每一位。
That we may never be the same again.
哦，那我们真的是里面有改变，不再一样了。
It's not what we have said, but it's what he is doing for you by his Spirit.
不是我们说的是什么，乃是主自己亲自借着他的圣灵坐在我们身上的。
He makes the great change.
哦，他真的是做伟大改变的工作。
And even when you go to bed at night, whisper, "I love you, Jesus."
今天晚上你上床的时候，对耶稣轻声地说：“主耶稣，我爱你。”
And as you fall asleep in His arms.
当你在他的怀里入睡
，You will be refreshed.
哦，他就这样子来更新我们。
He gives his beloved sleep.
他所爱的，他会叫他安然入睡。
He wants you to rest in his love.
他要我们在他的爱里得享安息。
And believe him to have made the great change.
要相信他会在我们里面做那个改变的工作。
More love for thee, O Lord.
Oh, 主，我要更多的爱你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福每一位。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你。
He's causing our heart to burn with His love.
Oh, 他的爱让我们里面的心火热起来。
Now none but Christ can satisfy.
Oh, 只有耶稣能够真正的满足我们。
No other name for me.
地上没有任何一个名。
There's none and light and lasting joy.
能够那样子的照亮。
Lord Jesus found in thee.
只有在你的里面，我们找到生命，找到光，找到爱。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福每一位。